Under the inspiration of Allah, Muhammad was feeling his way towards an entirely new solution, convinced that he was not speaking in his own name, but was simply repeating the revealed words of God. It was a painful, difficult process. He once said, "Never once did I receive a revelation without thinking that my soul had been torn away from me." Sometimes the message was clear. He could almost see and hear Gabriel distinctly. The words seemed to come down to him like a shower of life-giving rain. But often the divine voice was muffled and obscure. "Sometimes," he says, "it comes unto me like the reverberations of a bell, and that is the hardest upon me. The reverberations abate when I am aware of their message." He had to listen to the undercurrent of events, trying to discover what was really going on. He would grow pale with the effort and cover himself with his cloak as if to shield himself from the divine impact. He would perspire heavily, even on a cold day, as he turned inwards, searching his soul for a solution to a problem, in rather the same way as a poet has to open himself to the words that he must haul from the depths of himself to the conscious level of his mind. In the Quran, God instructed Muhammad to listen intently to each revelation as it emerged. He must be careful not to impose a meaning on a verse prematurely, before its full significance had become entirely clear. In the Quran, therefore, God spoke directly to the people of Mecca, using Muhammad as his mouthpiece, just as he spoke through the Hebrew prophets in the Jewish scriptures. Hence, the language of the Quran is sacred, because, Muslims believe, it records the words spoken in some way by God himself. When Muhammad's converts listened to the divine voice, chanted first by the prophet and later by the skilled Quran reciters, they felt that they had an immediate encounter with Allah. Biblical Hebrew is experienced as a holy tongue in rather the same way. Christians do not have this concept of a sacred language because there is nothing holy about New Testament Greek. Their scriptures presented Jesus as the word spoken by God to humanity. Like any scripture, the Quran thus provided an encounter with transcendence, bridging the immense gulf between our frail mortal world and the divine.